Hey, Sleep to Strange listeners. I don't mean to interrupt your regularly scheduled program, but Sleep to Strange is a special feed I make, you know, for you super fans that don't like intros or music, or you just want to get straight to the stories. And I've been doing it, like the podcast, in my time on the weekends at night when I'm not at work. And now I have to really ask for your help, especially if you listen to Sleep to Strange. If you can go to sleepwithmepodcast.com/patron or find us on Patreon. The work of the podcast, it's never been sustainable. I've just been pushing hard to build something, and now I'm trying to figure out a way to keep it going long term. And in order to make the 12 Sleep With Me shows a week, then release the 8 Sleep to Strange shows and all the other work, it's just not possible long term with my full-time job, even with the little bit of help I've been able to use money to hire. And the first thing I'm going to have to draw back on is things like this, because it just takes, even the Sleep to Strange, I edit the shows, then I have to re-upload them and do different things. So if you really like Sleep to Strange, please support the show, even at $1 a month, whatever you can afford. And the monthly donation thing is important, because it lets me know, okay, this is a sustainable thing. It's supported month after month. And if you just listen to Sleep to Strange and you support the show, let me know. So then I know, okay, there's people listening to Sleep to Strange and I need to keep it going. I mean, I don't plan on getting rid of it. I want to keep making Sleep With Me 12 times a month and keep being able to release the Sleep to Strange episodes twice a week. But let me know. Support Sleep to Strange, please. And let me know when I can keep making this. I'm trying to get to by the end of June, get up to 2,000 patrons. And then by the end of the summer, have enough patrons that I can say, okay, I can transition into this and I can keep doing everything at the current rate. So please, if you enjoy the show, you get value out of it. Please don't wait. Go to sleepwithmepodcast.com/patron or go to patreon.com and look for Sleep With Me. All right. Thanks so much. And here's your show.
All right, so we're back with another episode of Lady Witchbeard, and when we last left off, what was going on was Germ, Phage. I kind of disguised my name as Phagey because I realized, well, I guess I didn't realize that my actions would have, you know, my attempts at heroism would have consequences, because I attempted to hide the last stone for the pyramid they were building that would technically centralize all magic in the planet Earth and use it as a super weapon to destroy the Aztec gods, or as a deterrent. And I accidentally hit that stone because I didn't want Cortez to get it. And then I went back to, then I left Cortez with a fake stone, went back to meet Montezuma. I guess I kind of forgot. I forgot to write it down on my hand, or maybe the rain washed it away, or my sweat. The whole reason I had ran into Cortez was to kidnap him. No, I can't say kidnap. Was to escort him to the Aztec gods and turn him over as kind of like a, what do you call that thing, like a tribute. So they would leave everyone alone, because they didn't like Cortez one bit. But Lady Witchbeard had double-crossed me, because her main concern was saving magic at all costs. I said, okay, maybe she figures Cortez is more likely to help her do that than me. And most of the time I was a goat, so it wasn't 100% my fault. It was my fault I turned into a goat. But it was my, you know, first time being a goat. So, you know, that puts a dent in your heroic, you know, you say, geez, well, geez, you used to have, you know, be able to throw a 20-sided die. Now that you're a goat, you got to throw that pyramid die. And I would say, I can't even get that thing to roll right when I throw it. And as a matter of fact, when I first started, I never understood the whole crayon thing. And then once I did it, I couldn't, and then I didn't understand that you're supposed to wipe the crayon off. I mean, it took me till I was like, you know, I couldn't figure that out till recently. And then I took a tutorial, you know, numbered dice with, you know, craning your numbered die. So, yeah, I had a lot of issues with those diamond shape, however many sides that is. What is that, 4-sided die? See that? I've got some elementary math skills. But I didn't have that many goat skills. I learned as I was going. But I got back. Montezuma said, where's Cortez? I said, whoops. And then he said, well, the gods are going to be mad. Then the gods launched an attack at the place where I hid the last stone for the pyramid, ostensibly blowing up the deterrent to keep the gods at bay. And we didn't have Cortez. So Montezuma was like, they're going to strike right now. And I said, oh, I'll figure it out. You know, my fault. Let me try to make it right. And then would you believe it, since I wasn't hindered by being a goat, I managed to get up there, and I did a little trick move on the god, so, because they were preparing for war. These are war gods. Apparently, the last battle they had with humankind was Atlantis, and I guess, as this has come up on the podcast before, that people from Atlantis... The rumor, at least in the podcast circles I run in, which is just imaginary people in my brain, is that Atlanteans were pretty uppity and, you know, thought pretty highly of themselves. And in this case, you know, so the gods took that continent out, and they'd planned to do the same thing. But I did a little trick on them. You'd have to listen to the last episode, but you know, I fooled them. And then they said, well, you guys can't go and mess with the humans. But then there were still, like, the two big war god and goddess left, I think. But then I had my buddy pretend he was another god. He was a god, but a different god. And then I smote at him. I think this is what happened. And then I told the gods to leave us. I don't think they fell for that, though. And then they said, listen, we're still going to... They said, go fix this with it. And I said... And then I think they just kicked me out. I mean, I said, oh boy, this is going to be this is a tough quest now, or mission. So more or less, they sent me back to Earth to, because I said, well, I don't know if I'm, so I guess they don't want to be taken out by this pyramid. I don't know. They sent me back to fix my mistakes. And I said, well, that could take, you know, 4 or 5 lifetimes. What is the deal with reincarnation? But, you know, I don't want to forget anything. I mean, that's my whole problem with this afterlife stuff. Or we say, well, geez, well, I don't want to forget. You know, I don't want to be reincarnated. I want 100%, you know, total recall. And then the guy said, we're talking about right now, get to work. And so then they sent me off. And that's where we leave off. Sent by the gods, returned to Earth to fix stuff. And I said, you say, yeah, I know. I don't know what the hell I'm going to do either, but let's start the episode first. So it's time for another sad tale of Lady Witchbeard. Har hee hee ha 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 yeah. Lady Witchbeard. That was Mr. Antonio Banderas. Holy crap, that was sweet, I think. Could you just do one more take, though? Just not as good, but... Well, my friend, I thought this was... No, it's not live. I mean, just come out, because you keep making me look like a fool, blaming me. I just wanted to do the thing on the microphone and be done. I can't believe this was a turn. Okay, calm down, man. I'm just, you know, I love you. Oh, my friend. The tales of Lady Witchbeard. Yeah. Thank you. All right, thanks, Antonio. Did you bring your own cup? Because I said, you know, you took that cup last time. I told you not to come. I forgot to drive back to Los Angeles. Like, you can't give me a water. Well, I don't have unlimited cups. I'm not a Hollywood actor. You didn't bring your own cup? Okay. Anyway, Tales of Lady Witchbeard and Antonio Banderas. Thank you. Don't make that face at me, please. All right, so the guys, they cast me out of their turf. So I'd landed not that far from the pyramid and where Montezuma's city, which I didn't really get to see a lot of. But I was feeling, I was really worried, I guess, because I was walking and I said, okay. All right, I got to fix things. But they got rid of the, and I said, I gotta figure out some kind of strike a compromise, I guess, between Cortez and the Aztec gods and But Cortez is big on it. And I said, oh, man. And I said, plus Cortez, a sweet talk. I said, he's going to talk his way out of it. And, you know, the more I thought about it, the worse I felt about my prospects. And then I said, well, and I said, I don't want anybody to get, even Cortez. I said, these guys, and I said, well, maybe I could go. And I said, this isn't going to work. Because I'm not going to be able to get Cortez to agree to anything. And then what I'm going to end up doing is going back to those gods. And I said, oh, man. And honestly, I was, like, stuck. And I was walking and very, you know, kicking a stone, head down, muttering to myself. And I said, man, I really could use some help from, like, my wish lady Witchbeard and... And I heard some laughing, and it kind of sounded like similar to football soccer cheers, you know, like guys singing. But I think it was in Spanish. I don't know if it was in Spanish or something. But I said, "What are those guys singing about?" And then the next thing, you know, around the corner, and there they are, some drunk conquistadors. And they said, and I, you know, I don't know how many people are like me. Avoiders and introverts, and like where you stop short, you see somebody, you say, oh, was you? Oh, my cell phone rang, excuse me. But I didn't have a cell phone. And then I said, well, geez, it's not a city situation where I could tuck in somewhere. And then they said, it's the jar, blah, blah. And they gathered around me. And they said, did you hear the good news, Germ? And I said, well, and then they were kind of, you know, they were pestering me. They were getting up in my face. And I said, what's the good news, guys? And they said, Cortez has saved the day. And I said, hooray. I said, what did he do? And he's got the pyramid. You know, these guys were just to stop the gods. I think the TLDR thing is, they were like, you know, he's going to get rid of these heathen gods, or, you know, we dispelled it, I don't know, something. And I said, well, geez, I said, well, I think they were under the impression that gods didn't exist, which is understandable, totally understandable. But they were, you know, they were a little bit, and I said, you got that stone there, huh? And they said he had a giant carrying. And they said, what? Is that some sort? And they said, giant. And I said, a giant carried the rock for Cortez. And they said, a rhyming giant. And they said, rattle riot or something. And I said, did you say Jason Brown? I said, what? And then they were saying there's going to be a huge wedding, and they were talking about Cortez. And I said, Cortez is, and I said, wait a second, two brides? They said two brides. And they said, he's marrying lady. And they said, it's a huge celebration. Even you're invited, Jerm. Come on. I said, I don't even know what they're doing. And they said the sunset is, I don't know, I think they were having a wedding at sunset. Or maybe they said the stone cat, I don't know, I was irritated. But then they said, well, let's teach us a little, and they were doing that. And I said, oh, man, I said, these guys are on my case, they're going to, they're a little bit, but, you know. And they said, you should be one of Cortez's bride. And I said, no, guys, don't do this. I said, I don't want to be involved in this insulting me. And they said, excuse me. And then they started, and then all of a sudden a voice came, a thundering giant's voice, I said. And he said, Scooter, I mean, what's the game? Phage, I'm here. It's your friend DeAndre. And he said, DeAndre, you sound so different. I know, I do. I am your giant friend, Scooter. And I'm here to, you be gone. You conquistadors, leave my friend alone. Oh, thank you, DeAndre. You know, DeAndre, Scooter, you look so down, buddy. Phage, you look so down, buddy.
Yeah, DeAndre, actually, I need some help.
Scooter, come on. I mean, Phage, come on. Let's go up to the... You've got to see the giant celebration in preparation. Let's go sit here. And then we started to walk. And this was DeAndre, I think he was originally a hill giant, but he was working in this cave. Like a threshold guardian type guy, protecting the cave that went to the... where the magical pieces of the pyramid rock quarried. But him and I had become friends. So we sat and we looked up at the pyramid, and they were just setting the stone in place, and it had all sorts of really nice, beautiful, like so many beautiful flowers of every color. It was breathtaking. This giant pyramid in the late afternoon sun, you know, unweathered by time, and then covered with flowers of white and red and blues. The wind carried the sounds of celebration and music, of children laughing, and a sense of like tropical juices, you know, being made into some tasty stuff, and grilling and fresh foods. And I said, oh man. And DeAndre saw me. He said, Phage, what's wrong, buddy? And I said, well, DeAndre, right? Just what's wrong, buddy? And I said, well, DeAndre, I'm kind of screwed here. And he said, so am I. So the gods blew up my home, my assignment. So that's why I helped Cortez move that stone. The one you hit is probably blown up there. And I said, I know that's part of why I messed up. And he said, well, tell me more. He said, Phage, tell me more. And I said, okay, DeAndre. I said, that stone was supposed to go on the top of the pyramid, but the other one is. But it's not. I said, did you meet Lady? He said, oh, Lady Witchbeard, she's so nice. Oh, she's so pretty. Oh, Germ. I said, you sound a little bit like a different again, DeAndre, but anyway. Yeah, Lady in Witchbeard came because we were going to try to stop Cortez. And he said, oh, Cortez is the best, buddy. He's so nice. And I said, I know he's the best. Especially if you don't have any jealousy in you, like you're a giant. What would you be? Oh, I'm so jealous of him. He's so handsome, and he has a beautiful marina. He can do a backflip. Did you know that, Germ? He could do a backflip. And he sang and whistled while he did it. And I said, yeah, he can do a back... I said, he's that kind of guy that can do that kind of stuff. I know. And I said, but he's a conquistador. And I said, I'm sure you giants... I said, why were you guys ever chased out of your land by other giants? Well, mostly we do the chasing, you know, giants. I don't know, do you guys ever have any history with dwarves? Or I'm sure elves are... Oh, no, we don't like elves, Scripture Germ. We don't like elves one bit. Not us. Okay, well, you guys, you see, Cortez is a conquistador. And he's charming, he's handsome, he's smart. He's got a devilish wit. But he's got a devilish wit, you know what I mean? Oh, you got it. He tells those jokes. One night we're at, okay, no, I don't need to hear any Cortez good stuff. But tell me what's got you so upset, buddy. And he said, well, the thing is, Cortez believes in this one god, and the people here, I'm pretty sure that they each have their own belief systems depending on where they live around here. Oh, I totally, I understand what you're saying. And I said, I'm sure you giants have your own, well, we believe in strong leadership like this Cortez. That's my, what I believe in now, if germ. Did I read that? Yeah, okay. Well, my fear, Lady Witchburn, and I came here. Well, I was under the impression we came here to stop Cortez from, I don't know. Well, what's got you the most down? What's your problem? What can I help you with right now? Well, the thing is that the gods, some of the gods from one of the belief systems, I think they formulate through some sort of belief energy is the best metaphor I can come up with. You understand so far? Oh, I kind of like the magic. Yeah, just a bit like the magic. And they're going to try to stop Cortez. And originally Montezuma thought the pyramid could deter them from getting anybody else damaged in the way. But then Lady Witchbeard and I, we were trying to protect magic. So we said, well, we'll just bring Cortez, you know, just so, you know, if you finish the pyramid, wait, then the magic would be centralized. I said that could be dangerous. Lady Witchbeard and I agreed. The pyramid shouldn't be completed. Well, looks like you did that, Phage, Germ. Good job. Yeah, by accident. And so we were going to bring so we didn't want him to finish the pyramid. Job done. So we were going to bring Cortez to the gods, Montezuma's gods, and then they would just leave everybody down here alone because they kind of been bullying the people. And I don't understand. I think they thought there'd be, I think they wanted to avoid a god-based war or earth-based god war between belief systems, you know, where people fight over the belief systems. Oh, dear, you people would do such a thing? Well, we're humans, you know. We're only human. We're bound to make our share of mistakes. We're only human. Plus, giants, we're like a prize fighter. We walk in the fight. We got to fight our fight all alone. Okay. So we were going to bring them Cortez because we were afraid Cortez would get a hold of the pyramid. You know, I said, geez, I wasn't too comfortable with giving Cortez up to anybody because I said, well, I don't know if that's unethical or immoral, but I wasn't comfortable with it. You know, oh, school, oh, yes, my Phagey. So I didn't want to just give, I just couldn't do that. And then so I told it, so the guide sent me back to fix everything. I figured I would try to work out a truce between Cortez and the gods, but I don't think that's going to work, you know, because... You know what I mean? Oh, I understand, Germ. The Phage. But, so, you were worried about Cortez having all the magic in the pyramid, right? But now the rock that would complete the pyramid is gone forever, right? Right. So, what do you think will happen to the magic? I don't know. Ideally, it'll slowly drain from the pyramid. I don't know. I'd have to talk to Lady Witchbeard about that, but I'm sure, I know it had to be completed to be used as like a god-based weapon system, you know, or whatever. The god's main concern was that it wasn't topped with that last magical stone. You just protected the stones. Oh, I think you're right. I think you're right from what I overheard. We visited the quarry and things. But without, you know, the keystone. It's worthless. I mean, it's a beautiful thing. And we can sense the power in it now, but you're probably right, Germ. So that would solve the whole magic thing, right? And the whole war with the gods thing, right? You're right about that. But Cortez is still going to go try to get everybody to convert, and he'll still want to battle with the gods. Yeah, but he won't be, he'll think he has this powerful thing to deter them. Well, isn't that the kind of thing that the gods love? A man, overstepping his bounds, and then they know. Yeah, so they could toy with him. They could, oh, German, they could, I better tell, no, no. DeAndre, you gotta swear to me you can't tell anybody about this. The fate of this universe rests on us keeping this a secret, I think. Because I think you're onto something. You're right. I said, geez, if we could get a hold of the gods, if we could run it by. Oh, so I could get a hold of one of the gods. 1 second, Germ. And then DeAndre just collapsed. And then he whistled. And the next thing you know, I don't think it was like some sort of, I don't know, some sort of lioness bird came. Beautiful. Oh, so beautiful. And it was this goddess of war. And she landed. And she said, oh, what's up, DeAndre? And he said, oh, hello there, my lady. And she said, why aren't you, you know, and then they just did some chit-chat. It wasn't anything, And then she said, Fagey, how are you? Fagey, oh, Fagey. And DeAndre laughed at that. And she said, you called for us? And I said, yeah, as a matter of fact, I did. I said, good news, great news. And I said, what would you prefer if I just give you Cortez? You know, I know that's what you guys asked for. And I said, let me think about it. And then you take him up to heaven on your turf, and then he's kind of defeated, or it takes a little while for him to realize he's dealing with a bunch of gods and he's only human. I said, does that sound pretty fun to you? And she said, we dislike this, where you could have him, you know, you would have him up there, and eventually his will, you know, even though he's a pretty tough guy, it'd finally get to him. And she seemed, okay, well, that'd be pretty fun. And I said, well, let me pitch you on some other secrets here. I said, you know, I can trust you to keep your word because I'm going to give you exactly what you really want. And she said, you have my word. And I said, and he said, Scooter, I am your witness. And I said, we got a giant here that's witness to this. And I said, well, don't you love it when the future, don't you gods talk about the futility of man all the time? Doesn't that stuff crack you up? I said, like a hero who becomes a goat, you know, and she was like, you were killing us, you know, with your idiocy. And I said, well, that's a little harsh. I said, it was just a goat. It wasn't, and she said, anyway, she said, you did say goat of many colors. So you did choose to turn into a goat, just so you know. And I said, well, what was I going to do, a boat, a float of many colors? I said, and she said, you would have floated. And I said, no, you, a different kind of float that you guys don't know about here. A parade float wouldn't have done me any good. But I said, what if I could tell you that I got it set up so Cortez, the pyramid's not going to work, but Cortez is going to think it does. And then I'll spend all this time wondering why he's not. And I said, you guys can act like you're afraid of them, and then, you know, do some natural. I said, I don't want really any regular people getting hurt. I said, but you could mess up, and I said, you could give them fake converts, and I said, what if I could keep that pyramid from working forever? And I said, she said, DeAndre, is that possible? He said, he's the only one that could do it. And I said, and then Cortez will have no power over you. And I said, all you got to do is just leave these people out of it. I said, don't you take them. Futility of man situation. And I said, you know, I hate to say this, but it'd be great if, you know, you could emasculate them. And I said, not, you know, just metaphorically, and, you know, maybe heartbreak, you know, maybe he is, you know. They said, do you ever read any Chaucer? He's big on cuckolds. I said, you know. And I said, no, I don't even want to wish that on poor Cortez. They said, yeah, just mess with him. And she started going off. This is the kind of stuff the gods love. Good thing I almost failed out of school by minoring in classics. I said, I knew this would come in. I'm saving a whole universe here. And she said, you have yourself a deal. And I said, okay. And then that was it. And I said, oh, I don't have to sign it. And she said, no. And then she was gone. And then DeAndre kind of patted me on the back. And And DeAndre said, come on. And we went up to this hidden part. He just, like, picked me up, and I didn't realize he had no giant power stuff. And he put me on this part of the pyramid, like a middle section, and we overlooked this unbelievably giant plaza in between the village that Montezuma ran. And they were preparing for a celebration, but there in the middle of it was Cortez. And he was with, like, the party planning type people. And he was planning the wedding, and he seemed like, well, I said, so ripe, you know, for this. I said, it gets, you know, back to miasma or whatever it is, you know. And I said, I left my, you know, bag of Greek, you know, Greek jokes, but, you know, tragedy jokes. I never had one. One day I'll craft some Greek tragedy and comedy jokes, you know, and I'll, you know, be like a new Aeschylus. You know, remember when Scooter went into his new Aeschylus mode? That's what he called it. We, you know, we called it something different, but we always thought it was cute how he called him Pliny instead of Pliny. But anyway, but Cortez was there, and he said, well, he's getting what he wants. You know, people were looking at him with adoration. He was kissing babies. The conquistadors and the people, even Montezuma, seemed like... Cortez had him, like, he was treating him as an equal, but also, you know, I said, man, that guy, I said, he is getting what he wants, and in some sense, and then I remembered the last thing the goddess said before, she said, well, at least this Cortez will be, you know, what did she say? I mean, I think the goddess, it's, you know, this, at least he's a worthy opponent or something, and I looked down, I said, well, and I think for Cortez, there's nothing he would want more than to fight some gods, you know, even though he wouldn't know it. And I said, so he is kind of getting what he wants, but at least the gods will be there to check his power. And then DeAndre pointed across the plaza on this other huge building, a huge stone building, and on top of it was Lady Witchbeard and Marina. And they seem to be going through some sort of spellcasting type lesson. But Lady Witchbeard, Marina's face was so concentrated. And Lady Witchbeard was in total teacher, you know, tutor-teacher mode. You know, holding her hands and saying, no, 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 do it again. But Lady, they both seemed to be enjoying it so much, like Marina was absorbing it. And I don't even know how much time passed as I watched this. It was like it was in slow motion, but just like something you'd see in like a kung fu movie, even though they're similar in age, you know, Lady Witchbeard. I guess I don't know how old Lady would never ask. I guess maybe Lady Witchbeard's older than Marina, but still. And then at some point, Cortez whistled, and Marina looked down, and she kind of bobbled what she was doing, and they locked eyes, I mean, hundreds and hundreds of feet apart. And he smiled, and of course his teeth almost glimmered. And I think even I said, Jesus, did my heart just skip a beat? And then Marina smiled, and then my heart, and other parts of me said, ooh, yeah. And then I knew she was smiling at him, and it was like this, I don't know, it was this intimate moment, a share of happiness. And also like an inside joke, like, love you, babe, no, love you more, mate, I don't know, but I said, wow. And DeAndre looked at me, and I said, well, Marina's getting what she wants. And then he said, it looks like Lady Witchbeard is too. And I said, well, maybe she knows, man. I said, well, magic's going to be safe, I think. And the next thing you know, this bird comes. And I said, well, there's something weird about that bird. And it landed. And it had something clutched in its hands. And I said, is this a bird from the original Clash of Titans? But it wasn't. It was, I think it was a toucan, which I said, wasn't it looking for toucans? And I said, your name's Sam? And it had the toucan beak. It was a beautiful bird, but clutching its claws was a DVD case. And I picked up the case and it just said Interstellar. No special edition. I think maybe it was a blue. I don't have a Blu-ray player, but I think it may have been a Blu-ray. I don't even know. But I said, and DeAndre said, "What's this?" And I said, "Well, my world's all's well in the world I came from." And DeAndre said, "You're not from this world?" And I said, "No." And I opened the DVD case, and it said there was a note in there from Lady Witchbeard, and I won't tell you what it said, but it basically said goodbye. And then I looked across again to see where Lady Witchbeard and Marina were, and they were gone. And they also said, "Don't try to see me, you know, you'll never see me again." So it was and then DeAndre said, "What does this mean?" And I said, "I guess it means I'm kind of getting what I want. Because my world is safe." And I said, and DeAndre said, well, how will you get back? And I said, there's instructions in there on how to get back. It was a map to a cauldron that I was, you know, supposed to dive into. I mean, I told DeAndre that, but, and then DeAndre, he said, Germ, well, how do you don't seem like the adventurer. How'd you get yourself into this in the first place? And I said, I'll start it with this song and Lady Witchbeard, DeAndre. It's a long, long story. And he said, well, tell me about the song. And I said, it was a song I played for Lady Witchbeard, and she seemed entranced. And it was about Cortez, Hernan Cortez down there. And he said, well, I'm not a good singer, but I said, it goes, he came dancing across the water with his galleons and guns, looking for the new world and the palace in the sun. And DeAndre said, okay. On the shore lay Montezuma with his coca leaves and pearls. In his halls he often wandered with his secrets to the worlds. And I reflected really quick with DeAndre. I said, geez, this is like a, he said, it's a whole song. He said, no. But I said, these things have happened now. They've taken place. Like Cortez came across the water and took out our ship, grounding me and Lady Witchbeard here. And I said, and see, he was looking for this place, this palace in the sun. And I said, in Montezuma, he has this stuff down there where he can see. And I said, I don't know, the secrets of the world down there. And I said, that probably isn't good that Cortez would have access to that, but he doesn't. I said, well, maybe it won't work right without all the magic. And then DeAndre said, well, Lady Witchbeard will be here. And I said, you're right. And he said, more of the song, please. And his subjects gathered around him like the leaves around a tree. In their cloaks of many colors, for the angry gods to see. And the women all were beautiful, and the men stood straight and strong. They offered life and sacrifice, so that others could go on. And we sat there with silence for a while, and I said, "That's how these people have been living." DeAndre in battle with these gods. Some was just giving their lives so that the other people, and he said, I know, Germ. And then we looked at some of the people, and they were so beautiful, and not just of physical attributes. And DeAndre said, go. And I said, hate was just a legend. War was never known. The people worked together, and they lifted many stones. They carried them to the flatlands, and then DeAndre started pointing at himself, and they died along the way. But they built up with their bare hands what we still can't do today, and I touched myself. And then I said, he is just a legend, war was never known. And then I looked at the people again and this giant pyramid, and DeAndre said, is that it? I said, no, and I know she's living there and she loves me to this day. And then I kind of started to cry a little bit, to be honest with you. And DeAndre knew why, you know. And he said, it's hard to say goodbye, isn't it? He goes, but you need to go, don't you? And he goes, Germ, I know you don't realize this, but maybe you did what you're supposed to do. And maybe this song was guiding you all along. And I said, yeah. And he goes, and Lady Witchbeard loves you, Germ. And he goes, maybe Marina loves you as a friend. And he goes, and I'm sure Lady Witchbeard loves you in some way. And I said, please don't say, and just not the way I wanted. And he said, well, we don't always, he goes, you know, look at all the good you did. And I said, mostly unintentionally. And he said, Germ, you've done your best. That's all you could do. And he said, can you finish this song? And I said, it goes, and I know she's living there. And she loves me to this day. I still can't remember when or how I lost my way. And DeAndre says, see, it's okay that you got lost, Germ. You did. And I said, you're right, DeAndre. And he said, you know, there's a camp of people waiting down there to say goodbye to you. You know, he goes, they didn't want to come join the celebration until they were freed of their obligation to Germ, a coward and thief. And he pointed, and I saw the encampment of my original people I was leading. Even the conquistadors were still there. So I said, well, let's go say goodbye to them and they'll be safe. The only person who needs to worry right now is Cortez, and he's going to get what he wants, I guess. And we walked over to the camp, and the people started cheering German thief and hugged me, and it really felt good. And they said, what shall we do, you know, coward? And I said, your new leader's here. They said, there's a great celebration. And they said, we've heard, but we've been waiting for you. And I said, you know, I want you to go to this celebration. I want you to take care of each other. And you'll be wary of this guy. Maybe just return home. I said, you don't have to convert to any religions. You don't want to. I said, just figure out your... And they said, what? And I said, never mind. I said, and they said, is that a giant? And then they got distracted, but then they cheered. Mostly because DeAndre was giving the kids rides, and that was fun. I said, it feels a little bit like hanging with a Groot, I'd imagine. But then we say goodbye to each other. You know, it took a while, but that's boring. You know, goodbye. You know, a lot of coward and thief. You know, repeat millions, not millions, but, you know, a lot of goodbye, coward, you coward and thief. And then, I'll be honest with you, I wanted to get one last look at Lady Witchbeard and Marina. Because I had fallen, I mean, let's be honest, I fell in love with both of them in some sense, or in enamoration or something with them. And you say, geez, is this a poly crush? It's a poly crush. I don't know about polyamory, because... poly, whatever, where you're forlornery. Instead of polyamory, it's poly forlornery. So DeAndre and I walk back towards the pyramid. And DeAndre was kind of humming the song, and he says, missing something, Germ. But I didn't realize he was talking about this song. I said, you're right, something is missing. And I was looking for Lady Witchbeard, who was missing. So then he was still kind of humming the song. And then I looked for Lady Witchbeard, and I saw her. And I saw her watching Cortez in some way. And then I looked down, and Cortez was at the center of the plaza, and he was just dancing with Marina. And it was like they were gliding on water. And I said, he came. I said, that's how the song ends, DeAndre. Came dancing across the water. Cortez, Cortez. What a killer. And the words hung in the air. And DeAndre looked at me. And I looked at Lady Witchbeard, and I still couldn't read her. But I said, I can't go anywhere, DeAndre. He said, what do you mean, Germ? And I looked at Cortez, and I just saw something in his eyes that was more, I said, this isn't about jealousy. A very bad man. This Cortez is, I believe, DeAndre. He's a killer. And And he said, what a killer smile. Look at, he's a good killer eyes. I said, he's, look at that face. He goes, what do you call that? I said, I think they call that a conquistador. I said, his hair or his beard? And he said, both. And I said, yeah. He said, and he goes, what is that? I said, that's a pith helmet, I think. And that's a breastplate. Anyway, DeAndre, I'm not leaving. I said, there's no reason for Lady Witchbeard to stay here. Unless she doesn't know, either she's planning something dangerous for her, or she doesn't know. And I said, I gotta trust my gut, DeAndre. And he was just stuck on the lyrics and sang the song. I said, DeAndre, I'm trying to have a moment here of certitude. But I said, well, geez, maybe this is a wrong time. So I said, well, I'm not going home. And I took the, and I said, geez, I said, this is wrong and right at the same time. And I threw the Interstellar DVD case, which immediately I regretted because I said, well, geez, this is like when you leave, you know, Back to the Future, if you, you know, left that Sports Illustrated or whatever, but then a toucan ate it when it was in the air. So I said, okay, that's good. But I just sat there and I watched Cortez glide with Marina. And I said to myself, you know, maybe there's just a thin line between, I know there's a thin line between love and hate and jealousy. And I said, well, something's wrong. I said, Neil Young wouldn't write a whole song about a guy that might be bad. And I said, he's a very bad man. I can't leave here. But then, and then DeAndre, he was just singing, and I was watching Cortez dance. And then I just got, it was a warm afternoon sun, so warm. And I think we were on the top of the pyramid, so we were on that rock that warmed up. And I started to drift off because it was so warm. We said, man, I feel like a seal, like on a warm rock or something. And my bones started to relax, and sinewy stuff started to relax. And the smells on the air, the vibration of a happy crowd chattering and eating and talking in all these different languages. And DeAndre's humming, and a giant can hit a basso and a nova or some sort of level. It was just, and I started to drift away. And then the seas of it, and I said, man, oh boy. But I didn't dream of anything but the warm chattering noises and the heady scent of celebration. And I drifted into a deep, relaxing sleep, so warm and so relaxed, and I needed it. My muscles started to unwind, and I, for the time, I felt so okay with DeAndre and the calmness of the crowd, and even the sounds of dancing and music calmed me. Good night.